copyright children's English course. Getting up in the morning. Rise and shine. What's that sound? It's your alarm clock. That means it's time to wake up. Wake up, sleepy head. Are you still asleep? Look, the sun is shining. The sun knows that it's time to wake up. Listen, the birds are singing. The birds know that it's time to wake up. I know what will wake you up. I'll tickle your toes. First the big one, all the way down to this little one. Well, that didn't work. Are you sure you're still asleep? How about if I tickle your nose like this? Oh, there you are. Good morning, sleepyhead. Did you have sweet dreams?
Yes.
Well, I'm happy to hear that, but now it's time to get up. The sun is shining and we have a brand new day. Okay. First, we rub our eyes to make sure that we get all of the magic sleepy dust out of them. Like this. Bye-bye, magic sleepy dust. Next, we need to have a good old stretch to help us wake up. First, we stretch our legs out as far as they will go. One leg, two legs. See how far they can reach.
Nearly to the end of the bed.
Nearly. Can you feel the muscles in your legs stretching?
Yes.
Great. Now your arms. One arm, two arms. Here you go.
One arm, two arms.
Now, one big stretch, arms and legs. Wake up all those sleepy muscles. Now, we pull off our covers and swing our legs out of bed. One leg, two legs. That's it. Now we need to make your bed.
silly. We can't make a bed.
That does sound funny, doesn't it? When we say make our bed, we really mean to make it tidy.
How?
First, we're going to smooth out your bed sheet like this to get rid of all the wrinkles.
Try.
Of course you can.
Go away, wrinkles.
Great, they've all run away. Now we're going to give the duvet a shake, like this.
Shake, shake, shake.
That's it. Now we lay the duvet over the bed nice and smoothly, making sure that the bed is covered from the top where the pillows are to the bottom. Now we need to plump up your pillows because they've gone a bit flat where your sleepy head was lying on them.
How do we do that?
We pick up the pillow in both hands like this. One hand on the top, one hand on the bottom. And then we squeeze the pillow from top to bottom like this.
Like this?
Yes. And now we're going to squeeze it from both sides.
Squeeze!
Can you see how the pillow is nice and plump again now?
Yes!
Okay, now we put the pillow back on the bed. There. Now we can make it look even nicer by putting these two lovely pink cushions on the bed on top of the pillows, like this.
There. All done.
That's great. Do you know what else helps us to wake up in the morning?
No.
Doing our exercises.
How?
Okay, stand here next to me. Feet shoulder width apart. First, we're going to stretch our arms as high up as we can, like we're trying to reach the ceiling. That's it.
Here I go. I'm very tall now.
Yes, you are. Okay, now with your right hand, bend down like this and touch your left foot.
Like this.
That's it. Now back up again. Okay, this time with your left hand. Reach down and touch your right foot.
There.
Well done. Now let's do that again. There you go.
What's next?
Now we're going to stretch our arms up to the ceiling again. That's it, only this time we're going to clasp both hands together. That's right, like you're holding hands with yourself.
That's funny.
It is, isn't it? Okay, now keep holding your hands together. We're now going to lean to the side like this. That's it, moving just from your waist, bend over to the side as far as you can go. You've got it. Feel those muscles stretching. Okay, back to the top and now the other side.
I can stretch really far.
Yes, you can, much further than me. Okay, now we're going to do our two exercises together, one after the other.
Okay.
So first, arms in the air. Now left hand to touch your right foot and then right hand to touch your left foot. Well done. Now both arms in the air.
Hands together.
That's right. Now down to the left side. One, two, three, and back up to the top. Now down to the right side. One, two, three, and back up to the top.
Phew, now I'm awake.
Great. Now we can brush our teeth, change our clothes, and then we'll be ready for breakfast.
Yay!
www.methodsay.com